saving you a seat at the table. The attorney Tom Gatta, Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
This worked out so nicely because not only does he have an event tonight, I just saw Lee Ganim a week or so ago, and I was saying to him that the Italian house party and that garden guy, I think, are still the most popular segments. Like, I can't beat them. My husband, Lee Ganim, was so floored with the amount of phone calls you got in a show. He's like, I don't know what Lee's got going on. Either people just love their gardens and backyards.
No,
I pay all
those people.
They're
all my relatives.
Listen, I think your show continues to be, if not one of the most popular shows on WICC so many years.
Yes.
We love you.
Yeah,
I think
the last time we had Nielsen ratings, we were number two behind CBS in New York.
So it's not too shabby.
Not too shabby. So,
it's so
you know,
cool.
I'm very proud and very happy to work with the Connoisseur.
Be.
And
yeah.
You know, we've been through the road. It's almost 14 years. So
it's wild.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wild.
It started out with a 5-minute segment with Tommy Vass, and it progressed over the years to a full hour. And now I have people want me to do 2 hours, and I said no. That's Melissa's turn.
You're like, oh, well, please. Listen, if I could cut down to 2 hours,
I
good
know,
Lord, that'd
no,
be great.
God bless you. You know, you're very good at what you do. So,
oh man, thank you so much.
Thank
I appreciate it. Well, so are you. We had an unexpected loss a couple weeks ago, and immediately my mom and I, it took no thought whatsoever. We're like, we're going to Ganim's.
I remember. Yes.
Got to go to Ganim's because you have the best stuff. You are amazing with your customers. I mean, you're great, obviously, with our listeners, but you. I don't know, you got the secret sauce or something.
Well,
lately.
We've been doing this 55 plus years in Fairfield, and then since 38 in Bridgeport. So all the old timers remember the old stand, as we used to call
it. Yes.
And we've kind of moved up into the Fairfield area because of the construction of Route 8. So that's how we ended up in Fairfield. So
and you slowly, never get sick of flowers? Like, you never get sick of it?
It's my life. It's all I know. It's the best I know. And, you know, I feel like we're a PSA for our industry.
Yeah.
You know, we try to educate. It's not so much the advertisement factor. You know, it's a great show, and you know, Richie's great.
Yeah,
Richie,
Richardo,
you know, he's an old
him.
DJ. So, you know.
He filled in for Eric.
Did he?
Last week. Yeah,
he's
he
good.
Did.
Well, he's a big Yankee fan, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he did all the Yankee games in the old days.
Yes,
and,
he did.
You know, there was a lot of programming that he did, and he's a great producer, so.
I never thought of this. Claudia. Lee should hire Dad, because Dad loves flowers. Like, other than Lee, I've never met anyone who likes flowers as much as Dad. I'm just thinking, you know, if you want him to slow down. Well, that's the other thing, too. I'm just saying. You know what's amazing is my mom is 10 feet away, but you can still hear her without a microphone. It's pretty. No, don't, because I can hear you. Well, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, but they still give me a microphone. It's unbelievable. Lee Ganim, as I mentioned, you do such an excellent job, you know, obviously professionally at your garden center here on WICC as well. You've got a really exciting night tonight coming up.
We have a big night coming up. It's our 13th annual ladies' night. It's a fundraiser. This year's recipient is the Fairfield Firefighters Charitable Foundation.
I had Bob Smith here earlier this morning.
I don't know Bob, but
he's the best. So just to give you context, for the record, Lee Ganim grew up with my mother. That's a whole other thing. Graham Cracker, my mom's mom, when she used to live with us, Bob Smith, for whatever reason, was always the first responder firefighter to come in if she fell.
Oh, wow.
So Bob and my grandmother got connected, and then I worked at News 12 a million years ago, reconnected with Bob because of his foundation, and my grandma's like, oh, that's the guy who always helps, and it's crazy. So, yes, Bob's amazing. He's the president of the foundation.
Well, you know, my daughter does a great job. Marilee is.
Yes, she does. I love
Marilee. It takes a whole year to get all this together, believe it or not. And somebody, actually, we had a customer come in. She goes, when are you going to have a ladies' date night? And I said, no. This is all about, you know, the community. And it's a big block party.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to the Fairfield Police and the fire department, we shut the street down between us. And we park as many cars as we can. And we normally draw 250, 300 in 3 hours.
Get out of here, Lee.
And we have our donation raffle, so you can buy you know, take a chance at different gift certificates that are donated by local people, and there's a thousand to mention. But our biggest contributor, of course, is George Zondi over at Abbey Tent, who gives us the tables and chairs every year.
That's
in our
so
car.
Nice.
And we have two food trucks this year. We have Baked and Sauce and the BFF food truck. So there's everything for everybody. It's a real block party. I mean, you can come down and party it up, and we invite all the ladies to come down, and you can just sign up for it. The only reason we want to sign up is so we can have enough a number so that the food trucks don't run out of food. So
should people call the shop today?
They can call the shop today. It's 203-333-5662, or they can go online. Of course, everything's online today. So, you know, we're right there in the 21st century with social media, which I have nothing to do with. I'm even on TikTok, and I didn't even know it. So,
which is amazing, because I'm not even on TikTok. But you
know
what?
My
That's
daughter
cool.
put me there.
Yeah, I know. She's the best. I tell you, I talk to your daughter on Instagram all the time. She is so cool. What time is ladies'
This night? Is 5 to 8 tonight.
Okay.
And, you know, thanks to our wonderful employees. We have a very small staff, but they're very efficient, and they've been there a number of years. We are actually looking for more professional people to come into the industry, and so if anybody's interested in gardening, we're actually pretty much of an education factor. You know, pretty much I know I don't forget things, so everything I learned in college at UConn is still in my brain, and it's like, I don't know where this all comes from.
You know, my mom is a registered nurse, and she always would say the body never changed. And it sounds like, you know, for the most part, the garden never changes.
No, it doesn't, because it's secular. The weather is secular, so everybody goes through this cycle. You know, we're having weather changes. No, we're not. If you listen to Paul Piorek and all of the past meteorologists, they've always referred to the high and low dates. The temperatures, rather, and it's a 50 to 60, 70-year cycle sometimes. And, of course, if you listen to my show, I talk about the moon, and the moon has a lot to do with personalities and also with the weather. So it's the way that our ancestors kept track of what's going on and helped us all along all these years, when to plant, what to plant. So our cautions are all pretty good, and sometimes my forecasts are more on the mark than my friend Paul, but I won't say, I love Paul.
I love Paul too.
We did Channel 12 for many years.
I know.
And he was just a great guy, you know.
He's the best.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
I miss those days. You know,
I know.
That was old school days.
I know.
Yeah.
You should come in studio more. I know that you obviously have your show. And
I'm going to have you on my show one Sunday morning.
I would love that.
And, you know, we can have a good old roundabout.
We should do that.
Yeah, we'll do it. Yeah,
that.
Maybe in September.
Yeah, all right.
Let's get by the Tom Ganim thing, you know.
That's fine. Got you. I know, right? Because, yeah, we've got the diner tour that we're wrapping up. I can't believe we've only got today and then next week, and that's it.
Where are you next week?
Derby.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Derby's a great town.
We love it.
You know, they're doing a nice job downtown.
Yeah.
John Geeds, he's a wonderful developer. And, of course, my good friend Mark Loretti over in Shelton is just unbelievable.
I just had him on the diner tour last week.
Yeah. You know, of course. You know, maybe my cousin can take some notes from him, you know. But I won't pick on my family today. I stay apolitical. I am not one way or the other. I just wish everybody would get along, and we can get some stuff done. I mean, it's a beautiful city, Bridgeport, and Fairfield also is a great community. So I'm very proud to be part of this community.
I know.
And these people over
you.
Here, I mean, I've known Leo and Kathy since high school.
They're the best.
And, you know, we all went to school together. They were dating way back in 67.
Love that.
Yeah, it was truly a love story. So,
That's beautiful.
We've kept up. You know, we try to get out once in a while, yeah.
When I look at Leo's face, I see my father. It's crazy.
Yeah.
They remind me so much of each other.
They do.
And we grew up coming here.
Well, it's all Greek to him, right?
Yeah, exactly. Lee Ganim, you're just such a gem. Yeah, we are so blessed that we have you on WICC.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it.
And if you ever do go to Lee's Garden Center, there is this really cool poster of artwork of you, and it says that garden
guy. It's a caricature,
It is so cool.
Yeah, young lady did it for me years ago.
I love it.
Yeah,
I took a picture of it.
My business card is like that, too.
I love it. Well, I love it so much.
You know, I'll do this as long as I can still do it, so God willing.
Yep. So forever. He'll be here forever.
I will.
Lee Ganim, I love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Of course.
We'll see you tonight.